Hey, I'm back from California. I got back yesterday, late in the evening. I think I got home about 12 because I had to go to the grocery store because I had nothing in my house to eat because I've been gone for a week. Anyway, we had a great time in California. We went to lots of wineries and tasted lots of wine. We spent one day in San Francisco, and I'm sure you followed the blog. Maybe you didn't, but I chronicled every single day of the vacation on the blog, so you can go read it and check it out there. I posted lots and lots of pictures of things I saw and different things we did. We did spend one day in San Francisco, and I was hoping to get some really good pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge, but it was all foggy, and that is the problem with trying to get pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge. You never know when there's going to be fog or not. So there was fog, so I didn't get any good pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge. I want to go back to my podcast, the last podcast, where I was talking about how nervous I was about the plane ride and the security and what you can take and what you can't take and all this kind of stuff. So the going in DC, leaving to go to California, it was a breeze going through the security. We got there. Of course, we had an early morning flight, so we went through security at like 6:30 a.m. And I did everything that all the directions say, like, because you see all these signs, like take your wallet out of your pocket, take your watch off, take your belt off, put all that stuff in a backpack, and be ready to go through the scanner thing. So I did just that. I put my watch and my phone and my wallet and everything in my backpack. And I did not take out my electronics. I left them all in there. And following the advice of, I can't remember who, told me to put all my medications in my checked baggage. So I did that. And went right through the scanner I mean, literally, I walked right through there, had my shoes off and everything in the little bins, and they went right through the X-ray thing with not a problem, didn't stop it or anything. They just went right through, and I walked right through there. Of course, my partner had to stop and take his belt off and take his wallet out and stuff like that because he didn't follow the directions. But actually, that happened on the way home. But so going there, the security was no problem, and the plane flight was fine. The takeoff was fine. I think the landing was a little rougher than I remembered the landing being in California. So I got a little scared there, but it was fine. And then coming back yesterday in San Francisco, the security line was really long. They only had like three lanes for the entire airport, so we had to wait in line for a while. But again, I followed all the directions. I put everything in my backpack and took my shoes off and all that stuff, and did the same things before and walked right through. But this time, I had to go through that scanning thing where you have to hold up your arms. I guess it does. I actually don't know what it does, but walked right through there and had no problems. And my partner had to stop and take his belt off and take his wallet out, and they like wiped his hands and looked through his wallet and stuff. And poor guy, it was a pain in the butt, but he got through fine eventually. And then the plane flight home, the takeoff was fine, the during the flight was fine. Again, the landing was a little bit rougher. I think the plane actually like touched down, and then it felt like it popped up a little bit and then went back down. I don't know. And that might have just been the way I was feeling it. I don't know. But overall, the plane rides were fine. This time I didn't feel as claustrophobic as I did in 2008. I think I don't know why. It was just a little bit better this time. I didn't get nervous on the plane at all. There was the space, the seating, is way too tight. They have the seats way too close together. There's like barely any leg room or anything. You have to sit really close, and I do not like that. But I guess, and each time we boarded the plane, we walked past like there must be like eight seats of first class. I'm thinking to myself, we should just upgrade and do first class next time because there's only two seats in the same space of three seats for the rest of the plane. So those people had lots of leg room. They were getting lots of service because I could see them because I had an aisle seat both times. They were getting lots of goodies and special attention. So I'm thinking, hell, upgrade to first class next time. Maybe we'll see. It depends on the price. But yeah, so whole trip to California was lots of fun. We went to lots of wineries and had a really great time. A few things I noticed, or I made note of this trip to California this time, was the cost of the wine, the actual cost of a bottle of wine, and the cost of the tastings. Like when you go to the winery and you taste their wines, I was shocked, actually. We paid a minimum of $20 for a tasting. Some of them were $25, and one of them was $45. I don't remember to taste the wine, it costing so much money. Like, we went to this one winery, and it cost us $25, and we only got to taste three wines. That ratio is way too expensive. We couldn't do that all the time. We'd have to be rich, that's for sure. And then the cost of a bottle of wine, the cheapest bottle of wine was, I think there was one that was $15. But most of them were $20, $25, $30, $35 for a bottle of wine. And that, I don't remember it being so high last time. Of course, since then, you know, we've done all this Virginia wine tasting, and we know in Virginia people complain about the price of a bottle of wine when it's $25. And I'm thinking, y'all need to be quiet, because the prices in California are outrageous. We did end up purchasing, between the two of us, almost two cases of wine, 21 bottles, and we're having it shipped back to us, but we went to this one shipping company that will wait until October, when the temperatures are a lot cooler, to ship it across country by ground. So we're going to wait until October to get our wine, and that's fine. We're fine with that. Another thing I noticed, which I'm sure is not any news to anyone, but in this little town we stayed in, Calistoga, it seems like there's a lot of white people, a lot of rich white people there, but there's this invisible workforce, and of course that's the case anywhere you go, but I guess it wasn't that invisible if I noticed it, but there is the workforce who does all of the labor, I mean everything from cleaning the rooms to taking out the trash, to sweeping the streets, to being the waiters and porters and all that stuff. We're all Hispanics, and I thought, that's almost like an invisible workforce. They're doing all of the work so these white people can be comfortable and happy. And I thought that was, I don't know why I thought that was, stood out to me as something interesting, because I guess it really wasn't that invisible if I could see it, but it seemed odd that there weren't as many white people or other ethnicities doing the work, but just seemed to be all Hispanics. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm noticing that, but I did notice that. And of course, the other thing I noticed is the weather. Oh my God, the weather is beautiful in California. I know I remember it from 2008, but this time, you know, because I am all about being cool and not liking humidity. Well, the California days, they were like, I think the highest day was 87, but 87 with like no humidity is so much more comfortable than 85 here with 100% humidity. And the nights is literally as the sun is going down, the temperature is dropping, and it got down to like the 50s and 60s in the evening, and it was just beautiful. And there was this nice cool breeze, and I was just like, oh my God, I could live here forever just because of the weather. Not the cost, it's too expensive to be out in California for very long. But the weather was just beautiful, and I think I'm going to miss it, because I don't know if you've been following the news, but the D.C. area lately has had triple-digit temperatures. It was 104 on Friday, and then these major thunderstorms went through, and there's still like 500,000 people without power since Friday. So I'm not going to miss the weather here if I ever go away again, but... yeah, so we had really hot and humid weather. And, of course, the minute we step off the plane last night, the humidity smacks you in the face like, holy crap, we're back in D.C. Sure enough, there's the weather. Well, enough about California. If you have any questions, you can leave them on the blog with this post. But, one thing, we did decide that we probably will go to California much sooner than 4 years, so... maybe 2 years we'll go again, but we'll see. Anyway, other things in the news. I'm sure all of you have already seen by now that Andy Griffith died. I called this morning when I heard it, I called the celebrity death phone hotline, whatever, for Dubious Intent Plus. And I really hope that I was the first one, because I was eating my breakfast, and I was watching Hoda and Kathy Lee on NBC, and it was literally like 3 minutes after 10, and Hoda holds up a card. She goes, and we just gotten word that Andy Griffith has passed away. And I was like, oh my God, I could be the first one to call in. So the first thing I do is I check the Washington Post, see if there's anything on there. There was nothing on there. Then I checked Huffington Post. There was nothing on there. Then I checked Twitter to see if anybody was already talking about it on Twitter, and nobody was talking about it. I'm like, oh my God, I got a call, I got a call. So I called, and I have no idea if I'm the first one to call, but I need to listen to the next episode and find out, because that would be so cool if I had the first call in about Andy Griffith dying. Because I think I heard it very early before people started talking about it. Anyway, I didn't post about it, but I called. I literally called it 5 after 10, and a.m. that is, and left them a message. So we'll see. Now, I'm moving on to one last thing. While I was gone, Apple released this podcast app, and I don't know what I actually think about it, because I went ahead and downloaded it while I was out in California, but because I had not synced my iPhone or my iPad with my computer, it didn't have any of my feeds in there. So when I got home yesterday, I plugged in my phone and it synced all of my podcast feeds into this new app. But there are things about this app that I either don't like or don't understand. One being that, for example, let's just take Big Fatty's podcast, for example. After I synced my phone this morning with all the latest episodes, I went to the podcast app, and it said there were 46 episodes. That must be all that Big Fatty has in his feed. But it said that there was like, 7 that I had not listened to. Well, I know that I had only missed 5, at least that I can think of. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yeah. 5 that I had missed, but it said there were 7 new ones. Well, I tried to figure out how to delete them or mark them as listened to, because what I did was I went to my iTunes and I marked the ones that I had already listened to. Actually, I deleted them and then synced my phone again, and it still showed up that I hadn't listened to them. And I'm thinking that there must be a glitch in this new app, because it's not taking what's in my podcast list on iTunes and syncing it, all the information with the with the podcasting app, because it still shows that there are episodes I haven't listened to. So I don't know what I can do to fix that. I don't understand that. Also, the interface, I don't know if I like the interface. I mean, it's kind of clever with it. It shows a tape player, and you can see how much is left to listen to, and you can control the speed by either tapping on the turtle or the rabbit. Of course, I listen to Big Fatty shows on the rabbit. I do like the sleep timer, but the volume to me seems lower than normal, and I don't know why. And then there's not a list for if you've listened to them, you should be able to delete them right there. But because it's synced to iTunes, it's like all the stuff that's in the cloud. So I can go back to any one of the 46 podcasts that's listed under Big Fatty and tap the cloud, and it would download it. Well, I don't want to do that on my cell phone, on my iPhone cell service, because that would, use up all my bandwidth pretty quick. So I don't understand exactly how to do that. Also, I couldn't find, and maybe there's some settings somewhere that I'm not familiar with. Like, there's no settings button. Like, you have to go in manually to each one and say, don't download automatically, and put the oldest ones first. And you have to do all that with each podcast. There should be one overall setting that says, don't download automatically. Let me sync it with iTunes. Or something like that. If there is, I don't know where it is. And also, I didn't find any setting in there to subscribe to a podcast feed manually. Put in my feed, because I'm not in iTunes. So how would I manually subscribe to a feed if I'm doing it through my iPhone. I don't know. There's, I mean, it's a great app to have. I like how you can find new podcasts and so forth, but there are still questions that I have about how it works and, you know, I have things that I think that need to be in there that are not there. And if they're there, they're not obvious to me. So that's the podcasting app. Is anyone listening to their podcast through the podcasting app? Now that I'll be curious to see. And if anybody has any advice on any of the questions I've had so far, please leave them in the comment section. I'll find out if my podcast will sync to the podcasting app, because then there will be an episode. So it'll, at least I hope, if there's an episode that's showing up in iTunes, it'll sync it to my iPhone. I don't know. I'll find out as soon as I post this. Anyway, so tomorrow is 4th of July, or for some of you listening to this, it's probably today, 4th of July. So happy 4th of July. That's about it. So until next time, bye.